Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce. Two, industrial hygienist. I'm in training. I'll be an apprentice. Industrial hygienist, apprentice. That's even hard to say. I'm not sure I can do it. All right.
Say IH.
No, that'll sound like international harvester.
Exposure scientist.
Oh, that's good. Kristen, Megan Kelly, Tammy Clark. I just found this thanks to a friend of mine in Northern California sent this to me. The Milliken Institute had, you know, one of these think tanks where we bring all of these CEOs together. And I was not familiar with Bruce Flatt, the CEO for, I think, 27 years of Brookfield Asset Management. And he just laid the groundwork for our discussion. And I want to play this clip for you.
Really, what's happening is that we have been, and we still are, and for the next 10 years we will be, rewiring the global economy to lay the networks that we laid before, which were highways, utilities, railways.
1 minute.
And now we're laying cloud, artificial intelligence factories, and data centers. And that, on the fundamental basis, that's what's happening. So there will be $10 trillion from power, AI, factories, data centers, and fiber build out laid to basically rewire the world for the new economy that's coming. And it's been slowly coming. Like you end up, things happen and you think they're too much, but we're just rewiring the world. And that's probably the most fundamental thing that's going on in the world. It's going to be the most important thing for the next 2 years. So I think the important thing is, don't think that this is it too much hype? Yes, there's always too much hype in some different thing, but we're just rewiring the world, and there's going to be enormous investment, and it's not 1 year, 2 year, it's 10, and maybe it's 15, and maybe it's 20, but it's an enormous amount of capital going into these things.
One.
And for my radio audience, the video showed Larry Fink while Bruce Flatt was talking. Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock and the current chairman of the World Economic Forum. Kristen, Tammy, who wants to take that?
Well, I'm going to filter myself here, but there's places that gentleman can go. We're not going to be part of this new world order, one world government, 15-minute cities. We will not comply, and we are not going to become a dystopian world with drones and industrialized data centers everywhere. We, the people, are going to stand up, and we are going to have to get activated at the lower level, because this will not be tolerated and it can be stopped. So thank you for showing your hand now, sir, because now we, the people, united with Canada, can stand up against this madness. And it's the tradesmen who need to say, no, we don't care how much you pay us. We're not building this. We're not going to support. This is all about digital currency. This is all about digital ID. And I don't consent to this.
This is exactly that little piece of the puzzle that we needed, because just yesterday we both decided, okay, now that we know that we're up against BlackRock, we need to stand taller and speak louder and be even more disruptive, because now we can take that information to the people, and we'll see how that goes over.
Do either one of you remember Lieber, Charles Lieber, the Harvard professor who was...
I know the name, yeah.
So in 2020, he was found to be taking money from China, not only through Harvard University, but he was getting bags of $80,000 a month in a brown, like a grocery bag, brown bag. And he wasn't disclosing that $80,000 a month from China in his IRS. So he actually was convicted. I think he spent a couple of months in prison, a couple of years on house arrest, on probation. Well, he's off of all of that, and what he was doing research on was inserting chips in human brains. And of course, it was for medical purposes, and I know both of you have medical backgrounds, so you're going to speak to that. But it turns out, it just surfaced this week, that he is in China, and you can look this up. iBrain is the company that he's working for, owned by the Chinese government, and he is now using primates for research. He didn't have access to primates at Harvard. Now he's got access to primates, and they are working at inserting chips in the brains of the human body. And all of this comes to pass at the same time as Trump takes these large investors in AI to China to solve a war in Iran. That all makes sense to me. How about you?
Yeah, we were watching a video earlier. A gal on X, I can't think of her name, Z, I think her name is Z. And she was saying, what? Why? So you say we need these. There's a race for AI, but she's like, for what? Why do we need these? Like, nobody's explaining the why. I mean, we can obviously assume, but nobody is selling the benefits other than, oh, it's going to bring jobs and tax revenue. Wow, a whopping 7 to 10 employees after it's built. You're giving them tax cuts. What revenue are you talking about? So, yeah, there's no method behind this madness, and there's no excuse for it.
And that's one of the things that we're saying is we know that they're not going to be bringing tax revenues. They're being given corporate subsidies and tax breaks for 25 years. They're not bringing any jobs at post-construction. And what exactly are we getting out of this? Nobody's telling the people. So we've started including this into our conversations, and we've started calling out President Trump. Now, listen, I voted for him, and I don't regret my vote because he's done some great things, and it would be way worse for us right now had Kamala Harris been elected. But this is not a political thing. We are still calling out issues where we see them. And when it comes to the data center issue, this is very concerning that President Trump is leading the charge to put this in place. It's like, who is he listening to? Is he part of this? Or is he just getting very bad advice? Because we know from previous, you know, years, he doesn't have real good discernment. He's a New York businessman who tends to put people in charge in their, you know, areas of expertise, and then he lets them just go with it. And look at how Fauci ran the COVID task force, and he just listened to him as if he was the expert. Hello, you know, where's the discernment here? And so I'm very, very concerned about President Trump's involvement in this and leading the charge. But we're seeing the bigger picture and saying, hold up, time out. What's the rush? We've been saying this from stage. We said this at the symposium. There's absolutely no need for hyperscale data centers, as many as they're trying to put up across the country, for AI computational outputs. None. So what are we doing when we're going to create devastating, permanent, irreversible harms to our environment and cause very serious health issues? What are we doing? We need to slow our roll. And so now we're trying to focus our efforts on the local county boards, township boards, because the more localized the issue is, the more power that people have. And we've been very successful in helping people to kill it with zoning, planning, proper check marks and safeguards in place, because I don't care. Larry Fink can't come in and tell a small community that they have to override their own zoning. So the people can kill it. And when they have, these companies just go somewhere else.
Thank you, Tammy, for bringing it back, because we could spend this entire time talking about the big 34,000 foot view, but we need to spend as much time as possible, because there are folks right now that are desperate, wanting help. And I know, Kristen, you've got real world dangers of what the construction and the generation of electricity that they're using and what this is going to mean to the local community.
Yeah, there are other hazards involved with these hyperscale data centers. And they all are different sizes, but we have seen pictures and videos on panels we've been on where there was like 40 plus generators, which are like giant shipping container sizes. And they do generator testing sometimes weekly or monthly, but they have to run them for a while during their testing. And the issue is it releases something called dioxins. Dioxins are a mixture of chemicals that are created in combustion, and they are carcinogenic, meaning cancer-causing. It also has VOCs, which stands for volatile organic compounds. There's other toxicants, which are industrial contaminants, basically. And there's something called PM2.5, and the EPA regulates that, and it stands for particulate matter that is less than or equal to 2.5 microns. That's 30 times smaller than the human hair. Because when those are in the air, then they get into the deep lung. And in Kansas, you guys have high winds, so that emissions can be carried everywhere. And speaking of your wind, did you know tonal noise can get carried by the wind and actually go way further than where the center is?
I know a guy, I talked to a father who is not in the neighboring county to the east, but where you were in Sedgwick County, about two counties over, It was a county that had zero zoning, and there was, again, a Bitcoin, a small one, you know, these little small ones that don't affect anything. A Bitcoin data center, half a mile from them. Their son was experiencing mental trauma. They didn't know why, because they didn't really pay attention. This data center was built. They called the county and they're like, oh, we didn't know it was built. They built it without anybody even knowing it. How do you do that? Inside the home, they measured 73 decibels a half a mile from the place inside the home. And they determined that they had to move because their son could not take it. It was physically taking a toll on him.
So that's audible dBA. I can't even imagine what the dB, what the tonal noise would have been. So that is cumulative when you're having multiple stressors.
And this is what we've been warning about, particularly with certain populations that are more vulnerable, like children. Their brains are still developing, and this affects the development of the frontal lobe of the brain. It causes inflammation, it releases cortisol. So you're always feeling this feeling of restlessness, anxiety, and that's why it causes mental health problems. And people don't recognize it's because of an exposure to something that you can't hear, but your body's feeling it, but you're not aware of it.
You did
So,
you
yeah.
you just brought up a real pet peeve of mine, Tammy. Thank you for doing that. And I'll share it with you as we roll out of this segment. I've spent a lot of time with the New York folks trying to keep horses in Central Park, horse and carriages in Central Park. They constantly measure their cortisol to make sure the horses aren't stressed or alerted while they create stress for the human population. We're back with the last segment of Roll Route right after this.
You're clear.
Hey, there's one thing that relieves stress. That is tender beef. Trust me. I eat it on a daily basis. Got some strip steaks on the grill today. More details about the certified Piedmontese tenderness promise and the other promise, 100% grown in the Great Plains of America. So you got the most tender beef you can find and grown in the Great Plains. What else matters? Oh, yeah, delivery. You don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. Don't leave your friendly confines. More details on the web and order at cpbeef.com. And nothing makes better beef, tender, healthy, highly reproductive, than the right Trace Mineral Pack. Tracer Minerals. It comes in a loose form of mineral, and there are other products like tubs, the Keelix tub, that also makes it available to your cows. But here's the deal. You don't need to stop at your cows. If you do something for your cows like salt and mineral, why wouldn't you do salt and mineral for yourself? That's what I do. Details on the web about Tracer Minerals at tracerminerals.com.